The smallest state in the union has posted remarkably big unemployment numbers. Rhode Island's jobless rate hit 10.3% in January. That puts the state in a solid second place behind Michigan. Not all states have released their January numbers, but it's unlikely Rhode Island will be moving down on the list anytime soon. Megan Hall from member station WRNI explains.
54-year-old Harold Shippey sits in an office the size of a large closet. He's wearing a puffy Red Sox jacket and blue jeans as he listens to a counselor's advice on something he hasn't done in 24 years, look for a job.
I found out over the weekend we have a job possibility here where there's openings at Frito-Lay.
Frank Frenzy of the AFL-CIO's Dislocated Workers Program hands Shippey an orange post-it note.
I can go on the website, their website.
You go right on that website.
Harold Shippey is typical of a lot of Rhode Islanders his age. He skipped college in exchange for a good-paying job in the jewelry industry.
You know, because back in my day, it was manufacturing was all over the place. You could just walk about. You know what? You had a problem. All right, I don't want to work here no more. I'll go to that one. I don't like the other. I'm going to go to the next one because there was so many around.
Back in those days, Rhode Island was known as the jewelry capital of the world. In a state of less than a million people, the industry employed over 30,000 workers at its peak in 1978. Shippey moved from job to job until he settled on a related industry, brass manufacturing. He stayed at the plant until last October when the company turned off its machines for good.
It was like a Friday night after the shift is over and they're shutting the plant down. That's what it sounded like. Nothing going on. Very, very quiet. You can hear the little mice coming out like, where's everybody going?
It's the first time Harold Shippey's been unemployed. He's not sure how he'll find a job paying the wages he's used to with just a high school degree. University of Rhode Island economics professor Richard McIntyre says Shippey is typical of even younger generations of Rhode Islanders. Teenagers chose factory work over school as recently as the 1990s.
And one guy said to me, well, if I graduate from high school, I can get a job in a jewelry factory. And if I drop out of high school, I can get a job in a jewelry factory.
McIntyre says because the state relied on unskilled workers for its major industry, Rhode Island failed to invest enough in higher education. Companies also lacked the motivation to provide workforce development. As a result, Rhode Island's been slow to react to a changing economy. University of Rhode Island economist Leonard Lodaro says now the state's tax structure prevents new businesses from coming to the Ocean State. Property taxes per capita rank in the top 10 when compared to the rest of the country. The state's sales taxes rank 30th.
If we clean up our tax and cost structure so businesses want to come here, there's a lot of things that would start going in the right direction. We should have done this stuff 10 years ago.
Lodaro is a member of a state committee charged with overhauling the state's tax structure. But economist Rick McIntyre says lower taxes can't be the only answer.
You know, if low taxes were the key to economic development, places like Haiti would be really prosperous.
Both economists agree the state needs to create an economy based on knowledge, not manufacturing, in order to flourish. Rhode Island is looking to its major universities to help grow businesses in biotechnology and the creative industries. As for Harold Shippey, who lost his job at the brass plant, he says if he could do it all over again, he'd become a brain surgeon. But at his age, with only a high school degree and a family to take care of, he says he'll probably become a plumber. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hall in Providence.